All right, go.
Go.
Just start it.
What am I, your monkey?
Jesus.
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
That was pretty nice.
It was nice.
That's not auto-tune. That's my real voice.
Man of many talents.
I thought there was an angel in the room.
Welcome. Sam Farmer's here. Josh Fligger's here.
We're here.
Larry Morgan is on assignment. But we've got so much to cover today. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. We need to start out, though, with a little liquid refreshment.
Yes.
And Sam, we started thinking this was going to be a beer episode. Uh-huh. A beer episode. But pursuant to a conversation we had several episodes ago, Sam brought some refreshment.
Yeah. I went by Galco's, which
is that the soda place?
Shop. Yeah.
Nice.
And I talked to John, who is the soda pop sommelier there. Uh-huh. And he is...
I want that in my business card right there.
This guy is so famous that you walk in there and there's a cardboard cutout of him, like a life-size
You know what? I think I saw him on like a food...
Huelhauser?
Yeah. Yeah, and he was like explaining this lemon soda or something. Yeah. He had like all the details
on it. This is carbonated at the plant?
Right.
Do people here know that?
There's real lemons in here?
But there's more to the story, isn't there? I hand that over. I'll put some ice in my glasses.
Okay. So these are...
And the glasses. I'll ice them up for you.
Great. Should I just start here?
Yeah, four-pack.
All right. This is... Brownie caramel cream root beer.
Oh God!
And apparently, this is the best caramel root beer out there.
There's like different.
All
kinds
this is sort of small batch stuff.
And what a cute label.
Yeah. So you can keep these. And...
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's ice in the floor.
Uh-oh.
So we could try this.
You want to start one first? Is it a twist off, or are we gonna pop that?
Oh, here. There's a opener.
There you go.
Nope, it's twist off.
Oh, nice.
All right, here's your glass.
We're sampling.
Okay.
Why not?
Now, do I swallow this or do I spit it out?
How many times have I been asked that?
That took a real turn. All right, Andy, here you go.
All right, thanks. You're doing a heck of a job, Brownie.
Very nice.
Ooh, listen to the bubbles. Hey, you want to tell everybody about your new pop guards?
Oh, God, it smells great.
If you guys listening, notice that sounds
it's
a little different.
It's hard to pop a pee.
Yeah.
I'm popping a pee. Pee.
Pop, pop, pop.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. It's hard to pop peas because I went out and I sprung $50 to get us all little pop shields for the microphone.
But what are they really called?
I don't know.
What did you
say? Plosive guards?
Is that? I don't know. What did you say? You said they were called something. Plosive guards?
Yeah, pop shields,
whatever.
I guess. Yeah. Have we tried it yet? Here's to you.
Ready? Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Mm-hmm. Too far away.
Mmm.
Oh, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost not as sweet as I expected it to be.
Wow.
It's more, you taste
you actually taste the caramel.
The smoothness, the caramel, yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's good stuff.
It's like,
that is good.
It's like, you know, the little caramels that you can buy?
You know what it tastes like?
It's like those in liquid
form. Here's
what
it tastes like. It tastes like the root beer in a root beer float. Like it's got a little bit of that cream in it.
Yes.
That kind of.
That's a good call.
Oh, God, wouldn't this be great for a root beer float?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's that.
Brownie. I'm down with brownie.
Hold on.
Downy with brownie.
Let's not brush past it. Go ahead and
all these carbs are going to go straight to my hips. Over the lips and straight to my hips, boys.
Josh, if you don't watch your waist, who will? okay, so let's a little interlude here. explain some things. We're in, and this is kind of a mishmash of different things, but we're in Mercury retrograde as we're recording this right now.
Still?
Still. And we've spoken about this before, a time that, you know, the world just puts a broom handle up my butt. And everything goes wrong, you know, technically with me. I was in here. I got the pop shields like a week ago, and I was putting one on late at night, and I bring in a glass of red wine, and I set it right over here on this edge of the table, and as I'm going around, I turn around backwards, and I bump it, and it's, you know, top heavy like that, and there are wires here, so it couldn't just slide across the table. It tipped and sloshed.
Into the board?
Yeah, a cup of wine right into the board, and I'm like, shit! So I grab paper towels, and I start sopping and do as much as I can to this mixing board. I unplug it. Yeah, I remember to unplug it pretty soon. And then tilted it at a 30-degree angle. And
drained
put,
it?
Yeah, and put like, paper towel under this side of it and had it tilted up on a box so it would hopefully all drain out of there. And I'm like, God damn it. But, you know, I would
How did it affect the taste?
That was one thing. Then another thing, like the day after, I'm driving and I get a piece of you know, that nylon tie down string, that white nylon rope,
right?
I pick some of that up on the road somehow as I'm driving through Northridge, and it gets caught up in my serpentine belt. And as I, you know, I'm hearing the fuff, and I'm like, oh God, I got something in my tire or something. I pull off, and it's in the belt there. I'm like, well, how do I get that out of there? I'm like, well, maybe if I go another, you know, 100 yards, it'll come out, because there's no way to pull it out of there.
Right.
So it does. It frees itself. And I'm like, okay, great. So problem solved. Well, I am driving in a parking lot and on Wilshire after I hang out with Larry. And it sounds like I run over something. I'm like, what is it? I just ran over a, you know, something, some piece of rubber or whatever. And I drive out on the road. I'm driving towards home, and I turn on the Wilshire, and my battery light comes on. And then my heat light check comes engine. On. The thermometer, yeah, light comes on. Not check engine, but thermometer, like it's overheating. I'm like, oh, shit. That was my belt is what I ran over. And sure enough, I lift the hood, no serpentine belt. It's completely gone. So I'm like, son of a bitch. Well, I have AAA. I had forgotten to pay the bill. I'm going to call him up and say, hey, guess what? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend?
It's in the mail, I swear.
And they said, well, $127, you'll be our friend again. So re-up with him. And then they'll tow any car I happen to be standing next to for 100 miles.
Wow.
Well, no, you have to pay.
It's a AAA Plus.
Yeah, because we did that. We used to just do the regular one.
I've got the AAA.
They'll only take it like 10 miles.
10 miles, whatever. But with the AAA Plus, they'll do it 100 miles. And I've been stranded before, like on the way to San Luis Obispo, where I had them tow it 100 miles. And then I had them tow it another time after that. You just have to wait around for another guy. Anyway, they're great. They're fantastic. AAA is totally worth the money in my estimation. But. They tow me to the Ford dealership over here in North Hollywood. And I go in there, and the guy looks at it, and he says, okay, it'll be $135 to have a look at it.
Just like, a look.
What? And he said, yeah, and that'll apply to the repair. I'm like, wait, you're saying that at bare minimum this is going to cost me $135 plus parts and tax and whatever. He's like, you know, yeah. And then he goes and checks. He goes, want me to check with somebody? I'm like, yeah, I want you to check with somebody. Comes back and he goes, yeah, it's going to be $202 plus parts to do that. I'm like, $300 for an effing belt.
Did they confirm that was all that they had to do?
I knew it was all they had to do.
I mean, I knew how I lost it.
But
yeah, but I mean, maybe the alternator or something could have been damaged because.
I understand.
But it's probably better just to go buy the belt,
Let's put it on and see if that's the problem.
Yeah.
Let's start with an $80 part and go from there and see what happens. So I'm like,
you can do that.
Give me back my keys. And I take the thing literally 100 yards down the road.
How'd you move it? Did you tie the rope back?
No, I ran the car for that few feet, and I backed it out, went down to the stoplight, which is like, you know, 75 feet down down the way, And I turn the engine off at the intersection because I don't want to overheat it.
Right.
And then light turns green. I start it again. It barely starts. And I go across.
Because your battery's not getting recharged.
And I go maybe 40 yards to the next intersection at Tahunga right there. And the place is right across the street. It's right across the street. And when traffic finally clears up both directions, I start her up. It won't start.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, shit. So I put it in neutral. And I get out and I push that fucker.
Call the tow truck and have him tow you 40 feet across the street.
I'm like, I'd rather drive a Chevy than push a Ford. Or wait, push a Ford? I don't forget. Anyway, I pull it up in the lot there. They fix the whole thing. Tax included, $145.
Wow.
For it's an $88, $82 part or whatever. Yeah, but I'm like, anyway, that is Mercury and what it does to me.
You know what I had my Mercury in retrograde moment was? I broke my toilet seat my birthday. You want to hear how my birthday was on Monday. You want to hear how it started? Mm-hmm. Is my brother texted me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. My brother texted me at 7 a.m. East Coast time, woke me up at 4 a.m. and it's just my phone's like, and with and this is the text that he wrote: "Happy birthday! Did you watch WrestleMania?" I'm like, what the hell? You don't know it's 4 a.m. So then I woke up at 4 a.m. and then I went and took a shower, and as I put my foot up, my leg up on the toilet seat to dry it, I like kicked off the toilet seat. So I'm standing there holding a toilet seat, tired as hell. And I'm like, happy birthday, Josh. But that was my Mercury retrograde.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, after this, I'm going toilet seat shopping.
Oh, are you going to get the kind that closes slow?
Have you seen like one? I don't know if they're.
They've got a new one with a bidet.
They have stuff now where you can. I tried letting my wife get me it. You can install like a light inside your toilet.
Yeah.
So when it's dark, you don't have to turn any lights on. You can just go in and pee, and it's like this soft, glowing blue. That's awesome. It's like a space toilet.
I don't want to have to replace the batteries in that.
Yeah.
But wait, it glows blue?
The light.
So if you are dehydrated, does it look green?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, I saw that and I tried talking to my wife and she's just like, get away from that.
It popped up on my phone in an ad or maybe in some story or whatever. Now they've got one. Oh no, I know where it was. It was in the Costco circular that just came yesterday. There's a bidet toilet seat lid that does it sprays and it heats up.
How does
up
that work?
I don't know, but it was like $300 before the $50 discount. If you're interested,
it's Costco, right? Bidet. On
the, it's built into the.
I guess it's somehow. I don't know how you hook up the water jet or whatever to it.
Have you ever seen some of those Japanese toilets? They got like remote controls.
Yeah.
And they're like. Massage your back, and they'll let you play music, do a puff of scent in the air. Like it's crazy the stuff they'll do. Like $2,500 toilet.
Yeah, and you can't read them. Exactly. It's really potluck as to what you're going to get there. No pun intended.
Exactly.
So what's next, Sam?
Okay. Let's look at this. This is a Red Ribbon Cherry Supreme Soda. Now, the interesting thing about the Red Ribbon is they use a pinpoint carbonator on this. This is how they used to make soda pop.
What's that?
And a pinpoint carbonator, which is too expensive now for companies to use, keeps this. You can open this and it'll stay carbonated 4 hours later. It'll be still taste so carbonated.
Like,
so it's a very
like concentrated,
very small like champagne bubbles they talk about. So it's supposed to have a different taste to it because of that. So
we'll bring it on. Now, do I need to get fresh ice for us?
We might want to wash out the.
Okay,
I
can go do that real quick if you want.
I don't need it.
Mm. You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, it's okay.
Just go on top. All right,
it's okay.
Get rid of the last of your caramel.
There we go.
I think this is a.
Oh yeah, go.
Not a twist off.
Oh.
Okay. So this has
pinpoint precision.
Pinpoint.
It was a twist off after all.
It was.
Yeah, look at it.
I don't know how you can tell.
I can see it. The threads on the top of the bottle.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Sam's just a weenie.
I don't like the work.
Oh, come to daddy. That.
That's a deep, dark, blood-like red, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, pinpoint carbonation.
Here we come.
Oh, it smells fantastic.
It does. You ready?
Oh, yeah. Ready. Let's go. Oh, my God.
That's like...
Oh, like maraschino cherry?
I was going to say, yeah. It's like carbonated maraschino cherry juice.
Oh, that's
but
good.
But you can tell the carbonation's a little different. It's very... Mm.
Oh, this would be amazing with vodka. Right?
I got some. But... Mm. Oh, that's a delight.
This and vodka, look out. I'd be like, I can't wait to wake up somewhere.
The last one, I got four, but the last one, I'm saving it.
It's the grand finale.
It is the grand finale.
That we're going to need more ice. I'm going to have to zip in and get more ice in a minute. One great thing with redoing the kitchen,
uh-huh.
I took our old fridge and put it out in the laundry room.
Yeah.
I now
beer
have
fridge.
A beer fridge.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
I've got, I don't know, I've got
is that a 40 or 50 beers. There's a freezer too, right? So then you got, yeah. Oh, but you guys don't eat meat. I was going to say you could do freezer meat.
We don't. Well, but like we went to Costco and I got some mahi fillets.
Yeah, I love those.
Have you tried them?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
All right. We're going to give them a shot.
And marinate that, make a teriyaki.
But it comes with...
You can grill them. It's like an inch thick, right?
Garlic and something.
Oh, it's already pre-seasoned.
It says it already is. But anyway, I got like that and some other things. This week, by the way, I've tried to be on your diet.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
Obviously, I've kissed that goodbye.
Yeah, today. I mean, this is I've already declared today a cheat day anyway.
Okay, so have I, because I have pancakes.
This all just falling into...
I had pancakes this morning, so it's all... It's
I was just thinking about pancakes this morning and how overrated they are.
No. No, sir.
Yes.
You're coming over to pancakes one morning here.
It's not that I'm not like I hate pancakes. I just think they're overrated.
No.
There's too much praise upon them.
No. Make mine from
it's
scratch.
It's just cake. It's cake.
Oh, you do from scratch?
From scratch.
Yeah.
I start with a
not Bisquick?
Couple of cups of flour. And then I put in some, baking powder, so a little bit of sugar, a dash of salt, a dash of cinnamon.
Well,
I'll put in a cup of oats. I'll put in a few tablespoons of flax meal.
Hold on.
I'll put in some.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Nice
you
need
eggs and
ready?
Milk ready? And what?
A little that imitation vanilla.
Put a couple. Oh yeah, put vanilla. No, put real vanilla.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeah,
real vanilla extract. Oh,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Vanilla extract.
Eggs and they're dynamite. I mean,
I just think
people who, like my mother-in-law who, comes over and she never eats breakfast. And, a month or so ago, she's over and I says, would you care for a pancake? She goes, no. Well, I'll try one. You know, she wanted to be nice.
Right.
She had eight in there. they're great. Laura this morning, she goes, these are really good this morning. I'm like, oh, yeah? She goes, Yeah. I really enjoyed them. And what did she say? Something like, I didn't have very many because I'm going to go to the gym. I said, you had 10. They're silver dollar.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I do like use a teaspoon to dollop them out. But
right.
Anyway, the point is today is obviously a cheat day, but I tried to be on your diet all week. Made a cauliflower crust pizza last night.
Yeah. Oh, I have better.
I need to improve. I need your...
I found a better crust that doesn't. I got a cookbook, an NSNG cookbook, and they have a almond flour pizza crust, and it's legit. I made it last week, and I was like, "Holy crap, pizza's back in my life again!"
Really?
Yeah, it's better than the cauliflower. It tastes like real pizza crust.
Because I'll tell you what,
I'll tell you about that one.
California Pizza Kitchen. Go there, get the cauliflower crust that they do. You won't be able to tell, and you will never order the regular crust.
Yeah, but
it's really good.
They sell frozen ones in the grocery store, but if you look at them, they still put flour.
But
and
CP,
stuff in
yeah,
them.
So they
it like defeats
do.
The whole purpose. But,
right?
Well,
you know,
no,
they're
they
just kind of on a jet. They're just kind
almond
of,
flour. I'm sure they put a little bit in.
I'm just saying in the grocery store. I've seen ones
store,
that are like this isn't.
But the CPK is the real deal.
Oh,
it's so good. It's so good.
Well, so how'd it go? I mean, did you What else did you make? Did you find anything that you liked? What was the worst part about it?
The worst part about it was trying to make those goddamn zucchini
zoodles
waffle grilled cheese.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't have the right mix. They stuck to the. No matter how much I greased it, yeah. They came out in crumbles. But hold on. I then, out of frustration, took the last bit of my batter and made pancakes on my griddle.
Yeah.
And just made grilled cheeses that way. They were great.
Well, good.
They were great.
Now, is this what Gina's doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So a lot of the zucchini pasta and that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I found, I got this cookbook, right? And it listed like a whole bunch of stuff that I could eat that I wasn't eating. So I have like this whole new world that's opened up to me. Like, I didn't know I could eat sweet potatoes. So now,
I thought that would be on the no sugar.
That's exactly. It's no, but it, I
so
think,
you could have sweet potato fries. Here's what sweet it is. Potato chips.
Yes, and I made sweet potato fries last night.
So I could go to TJ's and buy a bag of sweet potato chips and be fine.
I don't know because
they're processed.
Yeah, well, sometimes I think with those fries they coat them in flour a little bit to give them like a crispy. You know, you got to stay away from processed foods as well.
All right.
But I think what it is, it comes down to not being. It's not 100% always about the sugar, but it's more about the glycemic index. Uh-huh. And it's kind of a weird how your body has a sugar spike. I don't know. This is the most boring. Nobody wants to care about
this. One thing is, you would think that carrots would be great, you know, because it's a vegetable. Carrots are apparently
raw. They're okay.
But, is that right?
Yes. When they're cooked or steamed or boiled, it changes the
glycemic index.
Yeah, it changes the structure of the sugar in the carrot. Think about it, like when you have steamed carrots,
right?
They're like sweeter. Sweet. Yeah, that's because it changes how the
tomatoes
sugar is.
Too.
I need to go and get us. Are we ever going to move on to beer?
By the way,
or should we just use those?
I'm really screwing up.
Go get ice. Let me go get ice. Sam, a football question.
And here's what I'll do. Let me dump your ice into here. I'll take this, wash this out, and fill it up with new ice.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you guys talk about something.
Okay,
important.
So I read yesterday that the NCAA, we're talking football, has changed the kickoff rule, and this is kind of a preview of what the NFL is going to do. Have you seen what they're doing?
I don't know what the NCAA is doing.
They are changing the rule to now, on the kickoff, the receiving team, if the ball is kicked past the 25-yard line, anywhere they call for a fair catch and catch it, the ball will be played as if it's a touchback.
Interesting.
So the onside kick is still there if they want to do it, but the receiving team doesn't have to run it out all the time. If they just want to catch it at the 10 and wave their arm.
And the 25 is?
They'll move it to, the 25 is
the NFL.
Was it
a touchback in the NFL is a 25.
Yeah, well, what about the college? Did they change
that
rule too?
I think it's a 20.
Okay, so then it would be moved out to the 20. But if they fair catch it at like the 25, then it'll be spotted at the 25-yard line.
So eliminating mortar kicks, as they call them, mortar
I think they're just eliminating that catching it at the one and being like, now we have to take it out, even
right.
Because I think all these teams, they don't even want to take it out anymore. I don't see the benefit of returning a kick because more often than not you get a holding penalty, and then like a good kick return is out to the 23. And then you're like, okay, now we just risked having a holding penalty and moved half the distance, back to the 12.
Right, and obviously you're doing it for injury purposes.
Right, and that's the main thing. But
yeah.
So that's
interesting. I mean, obviously there's a big...
And the article was saying that looks like how they're going
to... The NFL.
Yeah, because they're going to do... They'll change the rule to that. Then it'll basically... It's training the viewer to get used to that. And then they'll be like, well, why do we even have this anymore? And then just getting rid of it.
Yeah, taking one of the most exciting plays out of football. It's a dicey proposition. Yeah. Okay, this is Wicked Apple Brew. Now, this is a seasonal pop. John, our sommelier, said it's non-alcoholic. He said that soda has a shelf life of 2 to 3 years. And so seasonal sodas are very fresh. So I don't know. Let's try it.
Bust it open.
Wicked Apple. Now I've got to twist it off regardless of whether it's a twist off or not. Pop it open.
Yeah, that's another twist off.
Okay. What color is it? Ooh, it's
very faint.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely got a sort of a nice peach, apple smell to it.
Peachish color.
There might be a little of a residue from the
right.
Whatever.
From the red pop.
Like a ginger ale sort of color.
Oh my God, that smells like smells like
this tastes like carbonated apple cider. This is delicious.
It smells like that apple brick apple shampoo from like 1980.
Oh right, my daughter had me buy her some of that recently.
Salon Selectives. Excuse me.
I don't remember that. No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You remember Fabergé?
Yeah,
I told two friends about Fabergé Organics, and they told two friends, and so on.
So, hey, I think there's something we need to talk about.
Which is?
I'm going to basically just, as a listener, I'm going to ask a question all the listeners are dying to hear. How was the mind trip?
That is what I want to talk to you about. Sam was in the kitchen, and he saw the gems. There's a little bit left in that if you want to.
Oh,
just a tablespoon. Josh. We went down to the mine, a gem mine in Southern California. Larry was, what's the word?
Mocking you.
Mocking you. Yeah. Excuse me.
I was too, kind of, from my car when I was listening.
Okay, thank you. good to know. Anyway, something that I had voiced in a show for the Travel Channel, 15 years ago, about fun places to find hidden treasure in the United States. You could go panning for gold. You could do this, that, whatever.
Right.
Well, there are diamond fields in Arkansas, I think. Well, in North Carolina, there were these places where the hillsides, they would just take the rocks and put them in buckets, and you could go take these buckets and sift through them, and you might find some kind of gem, rubies and sapphires and whatever, and quartz and all that. Well, it turns out there, I wanted to go. For years, I've said to Laura, I'm like, don't you think that'd be fun to go get a bucket of this and just right. sit down and go through it and find, what the earth has created? I think it's amazing.
Right.
She's like, if we happen to be in the area, maybe it's part of a bigger trip.
Can I take a book and maybe you just do it?
We go down there with, and a Silas is way, if you have a 7-year-old, I'm betting they're way, and a boy, they're way into gems and rocks.
Right,
and
sparkly stuff.
Yes, they love that shit. And so he's way into it. I bring up the idea. We could maybe take a trip and do that sometime. Well, we're at the table having dinner, and my mother-in-law says, I think there's a place like that down in near San Diego. And I'm like, really? There's one here? She goes, yeah, we went to one not too long ago and went there. I didn't find anything, and they laughed at me. So we decide, we find the place, and we go down to visit her for the weekend and come back. And we stop at this place. Gems of Pala was the place where we stopped. And
where is it exactly?
It's near the Pala. It's on the Pala reservation. So down by like the Pala Casino. It's right. It's within a mile or so of the Pala Casino.
Okay.
And let me see. Casino mine. Which one would I want to do?
at the mine, at least you're possibly going to go home with something of value. So, God, that's good. That's good soda. You know what it reminds me of?
It's a weird twist to drinking actually non-alcoholic stuff, right?
It is. This, it kind of reminds me. Do you remember apple-flavored Kool-Aid?
No.
I don't.
They had apple-flavored Kool-Aid towards the end.
That.
I remember that like in the early 80s. And this reminds me of that carbonated. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's really
good.
It's not sickly sweet saccharine.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Last one's going to kill you, by the way.
I can't wait.
Right.
So we go to this mine, and we walk in there, and the guy that's there behind the counter, Blue is his name.
It has to be Blue, right?
And he says, and they have these cases full of stuff, a lot of it from around the world where he's collected it. But apparently when he was a little boy, he's like 7 years old, he finds an amazing huge piece of jade that's worth a small fortune. And his parents make him donate it to a museum. He goes, I found out the meaning of donation at a tender age. He goes, so I decided this is what I'm going to devote my life to, and I'm going to find some things I don't have to donate.
Right.
but he had one case that was totally full of just tourmaline that was found in that mine. And
what's like, tourmaline?
Tourmaline is it's a you know a semi-precious okay. stone that's
what's it look like? It
looks like a quartz.
Okay,
it's like that kind of crystal, but it can come in any color, like any color of the rainbow, pretty much from so dark green or blue that it looks black, to dark greens, to blues, to pinks and purple. It's just a total array of color.
Very
depending
cool.
on and some of it's really beautiful. He said that there was a girl that was there the day before who found a $2,000 chunk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, you know, you can take that stuff and cut it and polish it and make it into really valuable jewelry.
This could be... It's basically just like a dirt casino.
It is. It's gambling
for
kids.
If you can get totally waitresses to bring out drinks,
I'm telling you.
I'm in.
I'm telling you. Well, I can do even better than that, and I'll get to it. We go, and Silas picks out that you can either get a bucket and go dig and pile. They take a dump truck up to the mine, fill it up with dirt, bring it down there, and dump it. And they don't go through it ahead of time or anything. They just dump it. You can take a shovel. You can't dig through and pick and choose or whatever, but you can, you know, get whatever shovelfuls you want and throw it in a bucket and do that. Or they've got bags, you know, 50-pound bags that they've already filled up. So we took
So you
those.
Can take some home, too? Like,
totally.
Take it save for Christmas totally. And be like,
absolutely.
Hey, here we go, kids.
Which is what Silas wants to do for his birthday.
Nice.
He's
going to
have
idea.
Him and his, you know, friends are going to get together. And,
hey, if you need...
Oh, nobody's listening. I didn't want to spoil
this. If you need some extra, just tell me. I can grab some from my backyard. Here you go. Yeah, we're running short on dirt.
Why is it? This bag says L.A. landfill.
What does potting soil mean, Daddy?
I found a soup can. Whatever you find, kids, it's yours to keep. But we're going through this stuff, right? And so... Silas and I were the only ones jazzed for the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It not only satisfied us, but Vivian, who's three, sat still for two and a half hours and patiently went through that stuff and enjoyed it. And Lara completely loved it. It was
if you think
the
of it,
most
it makes sense,
fun.
Though, because it's like you're telling kids, here's dirt. Playing it, and I'm not going to yell at you, and you might find jewels.
And, exactly.
Right?
You don't know what you're going to find.
Right.
Exactly. I don't know what you're going to find.
So you saw what was laid out in the...
Yeah.
And that, we didn't even show you the few little pieces of tourmaline that would have been of some value. You know, I doubt we had a piece that...
I think the problem, though, is just saying it makes it sound like it's labor. You know what I mean? Like, hey, kids, let's go up north and pick some garlic.
Yes.
Like, okay, yes. That sounds fun.
In general, I will grant you saying, hey, let's head into the mine.
It just sounds like,
but the promise of riches, that's going to hook any kid.
Yeah, well, and you don't have to go into the mine. And you.
Did you guys go in?
No.
Oh, why not? That'd be the best part.
I didn't go anywhere near the mine. They already brought the stuff out there, and we didn't
Are you allowed to go in?
I don't know about that. Probably,
probably not, yeah.
I wouldn't say from a
right,
they're not liability
some little
standpoint.
Kid walk around a mine.
Well, I guess there is another mine down there where you actually have to make a trek and bring a pick and pick out stuff and then, you know, haul it back. But that they say the kid should be at least 12 years old to be able to handle all
to
that.
Use
and
a pickaxe.
My hip is bothering me, so I didn't want to particularly take that on myself. But you don't want to go there in the summer because it's outside
roasting.
And it's hot as blazes.
And there's no cover, there's no shade.
Well, they
right?
had like a scrim
did they do
up
one
there,
of those
you know, just a like a something, just a
right, like you see at the
gauze.
Playgrounds,
yeah, some gauze, and you know, I put on sunscreen, but I still got pretty toasty by the end of it. But taking a bag of it home, Oh, good God.
Oh, yeah.
If I could do it in the comfort of my backyard on the porch.
And then when you're done with it, you can throw it in a pot and grow something.
You know what? Your attitude is lacking.
I'm just telling you. It's a win-win. Everybody's happy. When you're done, all you need is some seeds. Throw it in there. Who knows? What do you feel like growing? Whatever you want. You got healthy mind dirt.
This is going to kill you guys.
What do you got?
All right. Bottle number 4.
This is Jamaica's Finest Ginger Beer. Now, I like ginger beer.
Ooh.
This is the hot, hot, hot stuff.
Like spicy?
It is.
Wait, now spicy ginger, is there something spicy added?
It's made with ginger root oil and not
like a concentrate.
Yeah, it's. I remember giving this to my daughter to try. She cried.
So here, guys, I'm sharing it with you.
Exactly. You get it on your lips. It's hot.
Oh, I'm excited. It's
hot. Okay,
Do we need another piece of ice?
This is very hot. Yeah.
You want another piece of ice in there?
Yeah, better put another piece of ice in there. This is real hot, and this could end the show.
Literally ruin the podcast. We're diving straight in. And I'm good.
Not over my mixing. No,
yeah, right. All right.
Here you go.
Maybe one more.
He's just trying to twist it off.
Open it up again. I don't think this is a twist off. I don't think that's a twist off.
It's a twist off.
Twist it off.
Here, hold on. That'll cut your fingers. Yeah, you're right.
All right, you've been redeemed.
Yeah.
Okay.
On this one.
Although it is a twist off, but that was. Okay. I wonder if they use these are twist off bottles, but they use the press on caps because that hurt.
Lee press on caps.
All right.
Okay.
Can I smell it?
Yeah, you can smell it. It's.
I'm not going heavy.
Hot, hot, hot. It says.
No.
Oh God, the smell of that. This is what you pour on your windshield to get the bugs off.
Right.
Burnt some nose hairs. Oh yeah. it's colored like beer, like a pilsner.
Yeah.
And it's got this hot, hot, hot ginger.
Oh my god! I guess I got my nose.
so just sip, right? Or
just sip.
All right, ready? Let's go.
Oh god.
I think it's.
It's in the back of the. Oh yeah.
Back of the throat?
Yep. This would be perfect for when you're sick.
Yeah.
Getting rid of all...
Oh, my God. Oh, Laura.
That is weird,
Laura,
man.
Would love this. I should bring her in here for this.
That is weird. That is really weird.
She loves... God, I wonder if she's... she can... Let me try to text her.
Have you ever had Werner's ginger ale?
Yeah.
My old man got me hooked on that stuff. There's something different about that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, I love Werner's.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I got a couple candies too because they do have old candies.
I texted her if she's watching the kids. So
old style candies. Okay.
Oh, nice.
First, Andy, I saw these and I had to get them for you.
Are they? Sam's got everything.
Okay. Don't tell him.
Those things suck.
Candy buttons. Yeah. The big the band of wax paper with the multicolor. Now hold on though.
Dollops
hold
of
on
wax.
Though. Hold on though. Hold on though. I'm going to point to something and tell me if this mitigates your derision for it.
Necco.
Necco brand. Can we open this up and give it a try?
Of course.
Because Necco wafers, I got
terrible.
A soft spot.
Are terrible. They're terrible. They should be wiped. All right. So, real quick, this happened this morning, and I wanted to make sure I mention it. So, Owen, he has soccer super early in the morning, like 8:00, and if you wake up, if you set the alarm every day to get up at 6 on the weekend, you just can't help it. You wake up at 6.
Right.
So I wake up at 6.
Want some of those?
And I'm like, I'm gonna go downstairs. Owen's still sleeping. The wife's still sleeping. I'm going to make some coffee. I'm going to enjoy myself, have some quiet time. And so I make coffee, and I'm sitting there. I'm going to rip off a strip of these things. And there's nothing on television at like 6 a.m. on a Saturday. But
Before you continue with that,
go ahead.
These are shit.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not going to lie. This candy is really an outrage.
It's just like edible glass.
But so, thank you, Sam. That was very thoughtful of you.
So I'm watching it, and the one good thing on Saturday and Sunday mornings is I love those How It's Made shows.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, my wife just is like, made, how do you watch this crap? And I'm like, it's so addicting. You know, they did one on chainsaws. I was like, yes! Goalie masks! Oh, my God, I got to watch how they do this!
Yeah.
But that wasn't on this morning, but there was one that was called Unwrapped, and it was the same concept, but it's about food, right? Like how they make certain foods.
Yeah.
Okay. So and I put
candy
it on.
Too, yeah?
Yeah. So I put it on. Son of a bitch, if the very first thing didn't pop in was Circus Peanuts. And you know what? I stared at the screen and I thought, know thy enemy. So I got my coffee and I'm sitting there watching. And I couldn't, I don't want to. So it just shows like the whole process of making these Circus Peanuts. And they're making them like 10,000 at a time. And as I'm watching, I had a flashback of like watching History Channel and like the German soldiers marching in unison and having this feeling of humanity has let us down. why does this exist? I was just watching all these fleshy orange Circus Peanuts being pumped out. And I'm just like, no, what? Yeah. And then at the end, they're like, okay, the history of the Circus Peanut is, well, we don't know.
What?
The people that make Circus Peanuts don't even know where it came from. All they know is it's 100 years old. We don't know why it's orange. We don't know why it's a peanut. And we don't know why it tastes like banana. Here, enjoy. I was like, screw you.
But you know how to make them.
It's just sugar. It's just sugar.
Sugar put in a mold and slap down
on it? It's like liquefied sugar, then powdered sugar. And then they heat it up. And then they add this Hunter's orange glue stuff. It's just gross. And it comes out in this weird, gross paste. Oh, it's infuriating.
Okay, so this...
it just ruined my morning.
This is another candy that Andy mentioned on the show, which I love these.
Oh, those are great.
Oh, right, Getz's.
Yeah. Yep.
Getz's caramel creams. They're wrapped up in cellophane with a red wrapper. It says Getz's. And it's caramels, like a circle of caramel, and in the center, a cream center.
Have you ever had cowtails?
Can we open these?
Yeah,
that's the same kind of thing.
Cowtails, though,
can we open these?
Yes, of course.
Oh, those are so good.
That's why I got them.
Oh yeah. And how do you eat these? You just chew it?
I do pop the center out.
I pop the center out.
Yeah.
Like a zit.
But they're good.
Oh.
Those are so good.
There you go, fellas.
I'm totally taking one of these.
Sam. I expect you to keep these for the kids.
Sam came back with a vengeance. This is great.
Yeah.
You know, I've just decided we need
to powder these too. They're sort of powdered on the outside. Have you noticed that?
I wonder if that's just for the processing.
Probably.
These are so good.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
Mm.
See, it's just, you're putting too much labor into it. Just bite into it, and then the goo will squirt out. It's just like nature. It'll happen. You don't need to try it.
Whipped cream in the middle.
Mm.
Good stuff. Mm. Everybody's super excited to listen to
this. This is a quantum leap up from candy bars.
Oh!
Razzles? That's a whole candy store in a package.
It's everything you want. First, it's a piece of candy, then it's a piece of gum.
Oh, my God.
I love those.
These are great. You remember the song?
No, I don't.
No, I can't say it because I got a mouthful of kisses.
I've had more and more of these.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I should probably ask you about your shed.
The thing I was into as a kid, wacky packages. I loved wacky packages. Remember those?
Wacky packages? Oh, it was a mix of stuff?
No, it was like they were trading cards, and they'd have a different, like it'd be actual product.
Yes,
they'd twist the name.
Yes, yes.
And you don't remember?
I remember those.
Oh, yeah.
Those are great. They were basically... The things before garbage
it'd be like
pail kids.
Crest, yeah, and it'd
be called
crust.
Yeah, crust.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there'd be like goo dripping out. They'd make it look gross. And
Mad
like
magazine sort kinda of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember those.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember having them. I remember my aunt having them on her wall.
Wacky packages.
Give me some Razzles. It's a whole candy store in a package. In a package. Give me some. You don't remember that commercial?
No.
All right. I'm going to try some Razzles, man.
Flustered Flakes. Yep. I remember those. I'm going to pass on the
it's
Razzles.
It's like,
Tony
the Tiger. Yeah.
I feel like the Razzles is a commitment.
Let me see that
turns
one.
Into
Go
gum.
Back one. Go back one.
Cheezillas, like Cheetos. That's sort of a newer wacky package. I'm trying to remember. There, crust.
No.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wacky.
Gulp oil.
Gulp oil.
We had the
Pop
gulp
farts.
Pop farts. Captain Crud.
My brother had the gulp oil on our armoire or metal closet. I totally remember that.
I just remembered. I have a friend that has like a whole sheet of those uncut, framed, wow. hanging up in his. It's like a piece of art. Yeah.
Yeah. This you've probably seen these. More recently.
Oh, Abba's yeah. Abba.
Abba's Abba's yeah. are good. I'm going to open this.
Is it chocolate? Or is it,
it's got like a nougat around peanut butter.
Nougat.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah,
this
you're not
gum,
a nougat
guy.
Gum,
yeah, I think you made a poor choice in doing that because now you're committed to the gum.
The gum that Razzles turn into is not
it's,
a
it's like it's You know what it is? It's like that trading, that baseball mm-hmm. card gum. It's yeah. like weird.
Mm-hmm. I could use this to fill holes in my wall.
Oh, I can't. Go ahead.
Hmm? Oh, no, I'm okay. Honest to God.
Yeah, Razzles, I've had Abba's Abba pretty much takes you out for the rest of the show.
I've had four sodas. Four sodas and three candies. I'm ready to go fight somebody.
Yeah.
This has been amazing. What's your schedule like?
What?
Do you have to go?
No. I'm good.
I'm thinking we need a whole new episode to talk about some other weighty things. Yes. Yes, and this has been an amazing, amazing sugar episode.
This isn't a moose boost.
I'm not going to be finishing this.
I can feel that.
Yeah, this ginger
spiciness
soda?
In my stomach. You know, like you drink a whiskey and then you're like, oh, I can still feel that sloshing around down there.
Oh my God,
I can feel that.
This tastes like it has bad whiskey in it. You know what I mean? Like there's
you know what this does?
Like there's a liquor in it.
This has that
bit of a
same
turpentine.
This has that same aftertaste of that. Spoiled beer that we have,
yeah,
where it like burns your throat.
I'm gonna take the rest of this with your permission into Lara and get her reaction.
Clean the kitchen
on
it.
Yeah, she's taking care of the kids.
You can't cut it with the ice. If you go
no
straight with that.
Oh, you go straight from the bottle. You're asking for trouble.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Could you imagine this with some ice cream? Yeah, this belongs in the medicine cabinet.
Yeah, exactly.
I snapped off a little piece of Abba Zabba, and so I'm out.
He's gonna be chewing for the next 20 minutes.
Well, just try to hum along, then. People can get a hold of me, Andy _ Chanley.
Can I
on Twitter? Now she's gonna drink out of that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't do that. Edit that out.
She's going to listen to this.
You got to give her a warning.
All right, I'll give her a warning.
Just how I blew into it.
Yeah, it wasn't... he blew across the top
yep,
of it.
Just like,
it wasn't
like the flute.
I don't know if you're making it better or not. people can get a hold of you, Hal, Josh?
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. Uh-huh. Email. We have to do... Oh, we'll do the next one. I got a bunch of emails.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. And Sam?
Sam.Farmer@LATimes.com or LATimesFarmer. @LATimesFarmer on Twitter.
I didn't mean to belch in the background on that.
We need to get a belch guard.
Yeah. I think it's a beer episode next.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like I'm already intoxicated? You know what I'm talking about?
I've got a sugar high, my throat's sore, and I'm about to start chugging some beer.
When the people that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships end. Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
That was in Kiev. How'd you do that?